First, a new bipartisan bill in the state legislature would end so-called personal conviction waivers for parents who don't want vaccines for their children. The bill comes in part as a response to the national outbreak of measles. So far in 2019, there have been more than 760 reported cases of the illness nationwide, that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As of now, there have not been any reported cases of measles in Wisconsin, but the spread of a disease that was declared eradicated in 2000 by the CDC is raising alarm among public officials. Representative Gordon Hintz is the Assembly Minority Leader. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 54th Assembly District, which includes Oshkosh. He's the lead sponsor of the bill. Representative Hintz, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, can you talk a little bit more about why you wanted to tackle this issue now?
Well, we've introduced the bill in the past, and the reality is we have an obligation to do everything possible to keep the public safe. Wisconsin is out of the mainstream in terms of the majority in the states in the country do not allow for this personal exemption. And we've seen our rates are double what the national average is in terms of kids that are parents that are opting their children out of getting vaccinated. And it's heading in the wrong direction. And about 90% of these are utilizing the personal waiver to get out of these things. So when I met with public health professionals, they said the number one thing that we could do to protect the public, to enhance public health, is to eliminate this waiver to get the vaccination rates back up.
So talk about the different kinds of exemptions we have now where people can opt out of vaccines. A couple of them would stay, but then this personal one would go, right?
That's correct. So we right now in Wisconsin, you can have a medical waiver, obviously, if you've got direct health care issues related to, vaccines, you could opt out. We have a narrow religious waiver. Those would not go away. I mean, the big hole where we're seeing, increased rates of people opting out, again, 90% of are with a personal conviction waiver where no real answer or rationale has to be given. And that's where we're seeing our numbers really low. And while the statewide numbers are still relatively high, we have pockets of the state with extremely low numbers. And with an interconnected world, with travel and more interaction, we're at risk, even though we haven't been impacted yet. And I'm hoping we can avoid that by being proactive.
Now, you have at least some bipartisan co-sponsorship on this bill. What kind of support have you received from your colleagues on both sides of the aisle so far?
Well, we've got great public support. I think we have more than close to 30 co-sponsors. As you mentioned, it's bipartisan. This isn't a political issue. I get a lot more support privately, given that people are appreciative that we're being proactive on this. I think let's have a public hearing. Let's let the experts come in and remind us of how important vaccines have been both to public health and, we're largely victims of our own success. There are people out there that don't remember what it was like to have polio and chicken pox and measles and mumps, things that we've largely been able to eliminate because of that shared responsibility of making sure that, we're protecting those who don't have the choice.
You appeared on WISN's Up Front with Adrian Pederson this weekend with Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac. Representative Thiesfeld said he thinks this bill takes decision-making out of the hands of parents. Here's a listen.
This isn't a case where I don't believe that vaccination is a good idea. I do, and I would encourage parents that they should do that. But on the other hand, I'm not anti-vaccination, but I am pro-parental rights and responsibility. And one of the hallmarks of our medical society is informed consent and being able to control your own health care decisions.
Again, Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac there on WISN's Up Front. He's not alone in that opinion. Even people who are okay with vaccinations think this should be in the parents' hands. They should have this flexibility.
Well, I think they're ignoring a number of things. I mean, people that don't get vaccinated are only protected by those that do. And that's something that for people to understand. You don't get vaccinated just to protect yourself. You get vaccinated to protect those who can't. I'm expecting a new baby boy in a few weeks, and the idea that I won't be able to go to the Children's Museum or to the YMCA or to the public library because I'll be risking the fact that they can't get vaccinated until 15 months or older, I don't think it's fair to, impact and reintroduce infectious diseases that have been gone for some time because people want that personal right. I mean, in our society, we also have a collective action, together for the public good. And that's what we largely accomplished as society by doing what's right, what's science-based, you know, to be able to protect the public health. It's about common sense. So, I mean, that argument might sound good on paper or in some chat room, but the reality is it doesn't hold up if your goal is to prevent, you know, public health from suffering and even death. 110,000 people around the world died of measles in 2017. I take that seriously.
Talking to Representative Gordon Hintz, Assembly Minority Leader. He represents the Oshkosh area. Talking about a bill he's sponsoring that would end the personal conviction waiver for parents who don't want their kids to get vaccinations. As you mentioned, Representative Hintz, you've worked on legislation like this before. With measles in the news, do you feel like maybe your colleagues are going to be more likely to get on board here?
I do. I mean, what I've said to people is, look, we're going to increase vaccination rates, either by passing this bill or by having a measles outbreak, which parents that usually opted out run to the hospitals to protect their children. And so I'm hoping that we can be proactive rather than reactive. Clearly, I think there's some seriousness in terms of what we're seeing around the country with more than 700 cases in 2019 alone in 22 states. I think people are seeing, you know, what the negative consequences of this are. And so I think, you know, we're hearing from all different groups, and certainly the medical professionals, the public health agencies are very active in demanding that it's time for us to act. We simply don't want to go backwards given the progress we've made. The reality is vaccinations were one of the greatest successes in science and public health, you know, in our world's history. And we don't want to take steps backwards.
Now, what are you hearing from your constituents on this issue as you bring it forward?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you that there's nobody that's opposed. I mean, I'm not saying it's not even a complicated issue, but I think once you understand, again, and remind yourself, I mean, perhaps it was easier for people to understand when you had polio and measles and mumps and that, you know, that were, and the suffering was in front of you, and the recognition that if we all do this together, we can eliminate and protect people. It may have been easier to understand. In again, the people who do not get vaccinated are only protected by those who do. And it's been easy to get a lot of bad information out there, anti-science, anti-public health. But, I mean, talk to any professional health organization out there. Talk to anybody over 60 that remembers what it was like to be around when you had infectious diseases that wreaked havoc. And, again, globally, the majority of the 110,000 people that died of measles in 2017 were babies, were kids, were others who simply didn't have the protection. And if we're going to look out for those, we have an obligation to do everything possible to, you know, protect the public health and well-being of the citizens of our state, just like we do when we try to keep them safe, you know, from crime and other things. It's one of the core obligations of state government.
As we wrap up, what is the timeline for this legislation?
Well, it's still open until Friday for people to sign on. And I think the goal after that is to hopefully have a public hearing, let some of the experts come and testify, get a good idea of what we have around the state, recognizing that there are pockets in the state that are really at risk. And, you know, how effective it's been in some other states like California that have gotten rid of the personal exemption since they had an outbreak, and what the best practices are around the country. So let's get a public hearing. Let's hear from folks and let's move forward. And we have plenty of time to get that done this session. And it's the right thing to do. And I remain hopeful.
Representative Hintz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
That's Representative Gordon Hintz, Assembly Minority Leader. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 54th district, which includes Oshkosh. He joins us today to talk about a bill he's sponsoring that would end the personal conviction exemption for vaccinations here in the state.